Oasis Audio presents Goodbye to Yesterday by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Heather Henderson. Epigraph. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Chapter 1. Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. "Would you like another piece of bacon?" Meredith Stoltzfus asked her husband, barely able to look at his grim expression as he sat across from her at the breakfast table.
"No, thanks," Luke mumbled.
The sparkle was gone from his beautiful turquoise eyes, and there was no joy on his bearded face. They'd only been married a little over a year, and already the thrill seemed to have worn off. At least for Luke it must have. Meredith had been so sure about his love for her during their courting days and throughout the first 8 months of marriage. But now Luke's attentiveness had been replaced with worry and defeat. When Luke lost his job at the nearby furniture store, everything had changed. Oh, not at first. Luke had been optimistic, saying he was sure the economy would turn around and that he'd either get hired back or would find another job where he could use his woodworking skills. But that had been 6 months ago, and he was still out of work, as were some of the other Amish men the store had let go. Luke hardly talked about it anymore, but Meredith knew it was eating at him. "Would you like some more juice?" Meredith asked, reaching for the pitcher of apple juice. He shook his head.
"I'm fine. Haven't finished what's in my glass."
"No, you're not fine, and I wish you would talk about it instead of sitting there staring at your plate." He shrugged.
"There's nothing to talk about."
Meredith sighed. Lately, all